Sats Radio.
Papa Pigs. We're back in your lives once more, lovely people of Ersatz. You Bigses out there just can't get enough of the Papa Pigs show here on ersatzradio.co.uk. Come on, my boy, and come and join me.
I've begun, I'm the co-host of her first son. I'm summer's sun, son, and I live in the sun. Spitting hot fire like from out of a gun. You better run to your radio and turn it on. We're the Papa Pigs crew, we do radio for fun. My rappers cause are poor, but I picked a good drum. Are you stunned? The number of dams we give it equal to none. The introduction's done. Cause my name is Sun One.
Ooh, mixing it up a little, I like it. Very good. Also, it's me, Sun One. Hello, it's me. Hello, Sun One.
Hello, Sun One, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I am perfectly adequate. And raring to go. What have we got coming up with today's show?
Ooh, we've got some beautiful musical tracks to delight your earlobes.
Okay, and we've got trailers where we listen, no, and watch the trailers of the week, so you don't have to. And we will judge them with our thumbs. And if you want to watch them, you can on our YouTube channel.
We'll also be talking about what we've been watching and what we've been reading in the last 7 days.
But Very exciting. If you want to get in touch with the show, well, you need to do these things.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio.
Now it's Primal Scream with Dolls from their brand new release, Maximum Rock and Roll, which is all their singles, all 31 of them out
Very
this week.
Very brand new, isn't it?
Yeah, brand
you
new,
got it
out
in
this
mail
week.
Today.
Out today, in fact, yeah. So there you go. Why don't we do a bit of this?
What I've been reading. What I've been watching. What I've been watching. What I've been reading. What I've been reading. What I've been watching. What I've been watching. What I've been reading. What I've been watching.
Yes, of course. What I've been watching and what I've been reading. The part of the show where we look at what I've been watching and what I've been reading in the past 7 days. What have you been watching?
Well, I have, after my dearth of films last week, I didn't watch any TV or any films last week at all, which was not like me. I managed to watch 5 films this week, of which I shall tell you about this one, Mortal Engines. Now, I bought this on Blu-ray a couple of weeks ago, and nobody wanted to watch it with me, did they?
Nope.
You and Sun 2 both said, nah, I don't fancy that much. And yes, it was derided by critics.
And it was a giant flop.
It was. And audiences also did not go and see it, despite its huge budget and despite the fact that it had Peter Jackson's name associated with it, because he is the producer. Well, it's not perfect, but you know what? It's not that bad. It's perfectly all right. It is a perfectly watchable little grungy sci-fi. And you know what it reminds me of? It kind of reminds me in its story arc of, do you remember that Stardust?
I do remember that Stardust.
Yeah.
I think about that film a lot.
I quite like that film as well. I think it's really nice. I mean, it's not got that humour. It's got a little bit of humour in it. And it's got, what's the guy's name who plays Klaus in Umbrella Academy? What's the actor's name? Scroll down and you can see, because you have got the thing up there. Robert Sheehan. Okay, so he plays Tom. And then you've got Hedda Hilmer, who plays Hester. And you've got Hugo doing his bad guy impression, as usual, which is not a spoiler, don't worry. And it's all right. It's a well-conceived world about these cities that move along, of course London being one of them and the main bad guy one, and it's got a kind of, and you can tell it's done by New Zealanders and Australianers, that's not a word, because it's kind of anti-English in a way, which is quite interesting. It's kind of anti-empire, and it kind of says that, you know, in a post-apocalyptic world, that Britain tries to be an empire once again and tries to swallow up smaller countries and smaller cities in this way, and is evil. So there you go.
So that's one film.
Yeah.
What were your, some of your others?
Well, I also watched, so me and Son 2, I managed to persuade him to watch this. I didn't take much persuading, to be honest, because he wanted to watch it for a long while. and it is a classic 1982 John Carpenter, The Thing. Oh yes. So again, I got this on Blu-ray. I got it a while ago in a nice sort of retro VHS pack, which was quite cool. You get all sorts of things with it. Anyway, me and Son 2, that's the one, isn't it? Yeah. Watch this.
No, that's the 2.
Son 2. What?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what I did. But it wasn't intentional. And, of course, stars Kurt Russell. And directed by John Carpenter, as I say. And I'm sure most people have seen it, or if you haven't, they know about it. And this strange creature, which of course is a remake itself of and The Thing from Outer Space, which was a black and white classic from the 50s, a schlocky low budget horror. But this really cranks up the gore, and it is brilliant. Don't you know who the best actor in it is?
The Kurt dog. Russell. Oh.
The dog at the start. He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. I'm not taking a mic there. He is actually great. Although Kurt Russell is fantastic, as of course.
Does the dog have an IMDb page?
I don't think he does. No,
yeah, there he is.
Oh,
Jed.
Jed. Dog thing. He's ace. He died at 18 in 1995.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good age for a doggy. Anyway, he also did White Fang, The Journey of Natty Gann. He was a big star.
We might have to watch some of these.
He was brilliant. He's incredibly well trained.
He played himself in Dead Kennedys. The early years.
I have to watch that. A documentary short about Dead Kennedys with the dog from The Thing in. That has got me written all over it. Well, it hasn't. It's got Dead Kennedys' early version written all over it. So there you go. That's two of the five films I watched this week. What have you been watching?
Oh, I have been watching. So last week we talked about Batwoman, and that reminded me that I have a big hulking pile of DC TV shows.
A big DCing pile of Hulk. No.
I have a big pile of DC TV shows that I need to watch, that I need to catch up on. And
so you watched the original Batman series.
Shut up. Okay, let me speak.
Okay.
Right, so I watched the crossover between Supergirl and Arrow and The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow, but I only own the DVDs of three of those series. So I had to spend money to get the Supergirl.
80p, I believe.
80p.
Downloaded from what was it, iTunes or whatever?
Google Play.
Right.
So 80p. Would have been $1.99, but I got a bit of a discount.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? So this is a big, almost 3-hour crossover event between the three shows called Crisis on Earth X. And it's about an alternate universe where the superheroes are Nazis.
What?
So there's Nazi Flash, there's Nazi Supergirl, and there's Nazi Green Arrow.
Right.
And they have to defeat the Nazis and overthrow the Nazis that are them from an alternate universe.
So the superheroes are the bad guys?
Yep.
So who's the good guys in it?
The superheroes who aren't Nazis.
Oh, the ones who came from the alternate universe.
From the Earth
and they have to
one.
Fight themselves.
Yep.
Nazi versions of themselves.
Yep.
That's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird. But it's a bit... It's all right. It's very... It's just... It's fun. But it's also, it knows when to be serious, because Nazis are a quite serious thing, I would say so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so it knew when to be serious and it knew when to be fun and when to not take itself seriously. And it's got a heck of a load of superheroes in it, because it's a crossover between
quite
a few shows.
Right, who are these people then? So I recognise Arrow and Supergirl and Flash.
None of the others.
Nothing come out.
No one else?
No. Captain America. Crossface Man. Captain Britain. Iron Helmet. A guy from Stone Roses. And Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're completely right. So, there's lots and lots of superheroes here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name them all.
Yeah.
I could.
Who's the girl in white?
White Canary.
Obviously. Who's the girl with the black eye mask?
Black Canary. You just picked out. That wasn't planned. That was good.
That wasn't planned at all. So who's he that looks like Captain America then?
Steel.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And who's the guy who looks like Captain Britain?
Right at the back, the Atom.
The Atom. As in Atom, as in the same guy who reduces in size like Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Atom. Okay.
Yes. So this was okay. I'd recommend it if you want to see it. If you don't want to see it, then I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, well, that makes
That's
sense.
That's how my recommendations work. I'm not good at recommendationing things.
Okay. Well, what did you read then this week?
Oh, it's a double DC week.
Double DC?
Yeah. Double DC week. Yeah. It's the Justice League International Omnibus. This is a big, hefty tome of a book that I got in the post.
Ah, yes, yes. And you were quite pleased about, you got a bit of a bargain, didn't you?
Yeah, I was pleased that I got it for £30 rather than £80.
Mm.
And it's very, very big. It's some classic 80s stories of a new team of the Justice League. It's written by Keith Giffen and J.M. DeMatteis, with art by Kevin Maguire, and he's got very expressive, colourful, cartoony art that works really well for the tone of the book, because it's got some humour in there, and it's got good action, and it's got a decent team as well. So you've got Batman, you've got Green Lantern, that's not the original Green Lantern, but Guy Gardner.
Some square-headed ginger fella.
You got Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Shazam.
Also known as Shazam, yeah.
He's in it for a bit, he leaves.
Let's see who else I recognise. Wonder Woman.
She's not in this yet.
Alright. Martian Hunter.
Martian Manhunter.
That's almost right. Lobo.
He's not in it yet, I've not got to.
Flash.
He's not in it yet.
Hawk Man.
He's not really in it.
Hawk Girl.
Like, the ones who are in it are the ones at the front. The ones at the back are just kind of like
fleshing out the picture.
Stars. Yeah. And then there's the entire back cover as well. So there's Ice Maiden, Green Flame, Blue Beetle, Booster Gold.
Who's the little old bald fellow at the front?
Oberon. He's kind of like the assistant to Mr. Miracle.
Mr. Miracle.
Power Girl, Captain Atom, Big Barda, Black Canary.
Big Barbara. Oh.
And Gnort.
What is that?
He's a Green Lantern.
What? Alright, it looks kind of like a donkey or something.
So it's kind of like an international team. They're around the world.
Who's the guy in the suit at the front?
Maxwell Lord.
Right.
He's kind of like the leader, because they need like a PR or whatever.
You need a manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he's kind of mysterious. You don't know what's going on with him. There's some good team dynamics. Batman's being Batman. He's really moody.
Yeah.
He's pretty much constantly angry with the rest of the team.
I don't like being alone. I always work alone. I'm a lone wolf. Carry on.
And this is 1,100 pages.
All right.
Yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It took me a while to warm up to the tone. When I read the first issue, I was like, this isn't that good. I might not like this.
I've wasted my money.
Spent £30 on this. But no, it just took me a while to get used to it. And now that I have, I'm enjoying it quite a bit. But sadly, there won't be a volume 2.
All right.
Because DC have to give royalties to the creators in it, and the guy who took over the series has been jailed because he's a nonce.
Oh.
Which is very unfortunate, which makes sense.
Very unfortunate for a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah. If I was DC, that's the right move. You don't want to give royalties to a giant knobhead.
Yeah. To a pervert.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, that's gone in a different direction than I thought it was going to go in. Okay, so that's what we've been reading, what we've been watching this week. Oh, let's walk this way.
What? That's the strangest cover I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's Hayseed Dixie for you, boy. Great, isn't it? They do loads of amazing covers of other bands in the hillbilly style. They do an amazing version of Ace of Spades, which we'll have to play up at some point.
Yeah.
Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg, which is my personal favourite, but that's a bit sweary, so we can't really play that one.
I think you've played that one on the show before.
No, we can't have done, because it's very, 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 very sweary.
Ah.
What other stuff did you do? I'll do all kinds of
stuff. I've got a bit of a little teaser for you. Did you get that reference?
No.
You said that in the very first episode. I've got a bit of a teaser for you.
How did you?
Who sang this song originally? That song that we just heard, Walk This Way.
Okay, there you go. Okay, answers on a postcard. To Papa Big Show here at Earth. That's where you're not going to UK, because that's where you're listening to.
Or tweet us.
This very moment.
We have Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah, what do you do? Hashtag teaser.
At Big's Walk Papa.
This way, at this Papa.
Hashtag Papa this Big's.
I don't know how the hashtags work. It doesn't
Walk
make any sense
Biggs.
To me. Walk this Big's.
Papa like this way.
Okay, try the trailers. Trailers.
Yes, of course. It's a tribe for trailers.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I can't speak. Trime for trailers.
Yes, it's where we look at five trailers for films or TV that have come out in the past week and tell you whether we think they're good, bad, or somewhere in the middle, using the shortest and fattest finger on our hands.
That's right, the opposable one.
And if you're interested in any of these trailers, you can head on over to the Papa Big Show YouTube channel, where they're compiled in a playlist for your consumption.
The first trailer we have for you this day is Terminator Dark Fate.
What? Another Terminator?
That's right, because they can't get enough.
Because
Terminator
the new ones
movies.
Are great, aren't they? The new ones are so... universally loved.
I was just earlier on the phone to Uncle Biggs, and he asked me, have you seen the new trailer for Terminator Dark Fate? I went, yes. And he said, it looks terrible. And that was it.
That sums this up perfectly.
There you go. I don't think we need to say any more. Thanks for that, Uncle Biggs.
Thumbs down.
It is, first of all, let's think, right, so how many have they been? So Terminator 1 and 2, both brilliant.
Terminator Judgment Day, that's two.
Genesis, that was another one, wasn't it?
There was Terminator versus Predator.
Oh my God, really? Does that exist?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was a comic or something, didn't it?
Maybe.
Terminator versus Alien.
Terminator versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Terminator Lost in New York. That's the other one.
Escape from the Terminator.
Yeah, there's been a few.
Big Trouble in Little Terminator.
Yeah. But somebody still keeps going seeing them because they keep making them. So they wouldn't make them if nobody went to see them.
So stop seeing
them. I think when you get the first couple, that's a bit like lots of these franchises, when the first couple were really, really good, then people would just keep going just in case they managed to make another good one. Is this going to be another good one?
Maybe.
So you do have Linda Hamilton, who is the original Sarah Connor, reprising her role, which I think originally she said she wasn't going to do, but obviously somebody waved a big fat check at her. So.
And the original Terminator man himself.
That's right, Arnold's in here.
Yeah.
In the trailer, I don't think there's enough Arnold. So how much he's in it, I really don't know. It's just one shot of him opening the door with a beard. He doesn't open the door with his beard. He opens the door and he has a beard, is what I meant to say. And
that's what should have happened in the trailer.
Which is interesting. So robots grow beards, is that right? Guess they do.
Robot hair.
So we have a new Terminator, some nondescript looking fella, and he seems to be the next model up, as it always seems to be the case, and he's got that kind of morphing liquidy metal thing going on, like Terminator 2. And there's another character in there. Who's she?
She says she's human. Yeah. In the trailer, but she's
clearly not.
Powers.
Maybe she's some kind of hybrid. Kind of hybrid human.
A Toyota Yaris hybrid.
That's right. She is an electric diesel hybrid. Which is obviously going to be better for the environment. So maybe that's the message
she's
here.
She's an electric one.
Maybe that is the message.
Yeah, well, this is one of those weird trailers as well, where it just straight up shows a clip from the film.
Yeah.
It takes up about half the trailer.
It pretty much is, isn't it? A huge scene from the film.
These we assume they're the protagonists. There's three of them in a big old massive truck, and they're escaping the nondescript Terminator man, who's also in a digger type. So what's the name of that vehicle?
It's a
plow.
Yeah, it's a plow. Yeah,
Mr. Plow.
That's his name.
That's his name. It's Mr. Plough.
That's the guy.
The name again is Mr. Plough.
But what worries me about this is there's absolutely nothing we haven't seen before in any of the other films. We've got the car chases. We've got him crashing about.
Explosions.
We've got his hand turned liquefied and turning into a knife. We've got big action guns shooting the Terminators, but it's not really killing them. And it's just really nothing different, which is a bit pointless. So I'm really not sure what the point of the film is. Thumbs down.
Maybe they're trying to make as many of these as possible so they can get to number 8 and call it Terminator. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. But then people might get confused and think the film's called Turmeric.
Yeah. Go on, what are you doing with your thumb?
Nah, I'm not interested.
Okay.
Not at all. Thumbs
down. Next trailer then, please, someone.
Oh, we didn't say when that was out.
All right then, 23rd of October. It starts with Kenzie Davis and, as I said, Linda Hamilton and Mr. Schwarzenegger.
So the next one is a DreamWorks film.
Ah.
It's the next DreamWorks animation movie, along with How to Train Your Dragon and Shrek.
Hmm.
This is abominable.
It is. Should we move on?
Yeah, that's the name of the film.
Oh, I see.
You're on a roll with your jokes today.
That's right.
It's about a young girl who finds a Yeti on her roof, and he's got magic powers, and she's got magic powers inside of her violin, and they have to take the abominable snowman, or the Yeti, or whatever the hell, they have to take it back home, and they go on a big adventure.
Now, I am trying to work out where this is set. Is it Shanghai? Is it Hong Kong? Is it somewhere like that? So, like a big city in the east? And, of course, everybody has a sort of manga-y, sort of oriental look to it, to them, the character-wise. But they're incredibly anglicised and Americanised. So, is it set in America? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think it's just set in some sort of Asian country.
Yeah, but I think that's what I say.
American voice actors.
Yeah.
Because they can't cast.
Yeah.
An Asian person.
And one imagines that it won't be that far from Tibet, which of course I imagine is what this story is about. The little girl, for some reason, finds a Yeti, an abominable snowman, on her roof of her building. And then it's all about getting away from the baddies who obviously want to experiment him or something, and getting back to his home, which I presume is in Tibet.
His superpowers are wild. He can, water.
Well, we don't see the fact that he's got magical superpowers until halfway through the trailer, do we?
No. So, he can move water. He can make turn clouds into flying whales
and ride on them.
He can do a bunch of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas he can fly.
Yeah.
He can.
Can he talk? It laughs.
No.
I don't think he can talk, can it?
He can make tree branches move, and then this girl has a violin that makes plants grow.
And all of a sudden, the violin seems to be magic as well. It makes no sense. It's all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a film, isn't it?
What's going on? I mean, so there's obviously a basic plot there, like I said, of him trying to get back to his homeland. But there's all kinds of crazy stuff
being chased by the military or some sort of corporation that want the abominable snowman.
Yeah.
Why?
No idea.
They'll probably explain in the film, but is there a good enough reason why?
We don't know. What about your animation? What does that look like?
I think it looks all right. I think it looks pretty good.
I like that bit there. A sort of plant, watery typed scenario. We've
got some decent imagery.
Yes. Pretty good hair.
Good hair, yeah.
Good, always good for CGI. Humour? Not so sure about that. I think it's supposed to be funny. But, as we've mentioned previous episodes of Peppa Biggs, it doesn't, just because it's a kid's film doesn't mean it can't be good.
There was a good quote from C.S. Lewis that I saw earlier this week.
Pre-tell.
I can't remember it word for word, but he says, a children's story that can only be enjoyed by children is not a good children's story in the slightest.
True that.
Very wise man.
Hmm. Mm. Well, yeah.
And it's also very true.
He's also a godbother as well, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So he knows all about fiction.
Very edgy there, Dad.
Thanks. Right, abominable, as far as I'm concerned.
It is. Abominable. There's big blueberries flying about, and this friend of the main character has two large blueberries down his trousers.
Okay. It's out on the 11th of October. It stars Chloe Bennett, Albert Treyer, and Sarah Paulson. Yeah, thumb down for me.
Sarah Paulson kind of sounds like cerebral palsy.
Okay, we'll move on.
A thumbs in the middle, I'd say. Just because of the decent animation.
That's fair enough. Okay, third trailer then, please. Son 1.
Well, this third trailer is about... It's based on a TV series, yes?
It follows on from a TV series.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's about rich white people doing old, rich, privileged white people things, living in a big house and meeting the queen and king.
It is, of course, a big screen spin-off of perennial favourite from, I think, ITV, Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Downton.
My thumb is going to turn down. Spoiler alert.
Do you think, I'm not quite sure. Anyway, who's in it? So Maggie Smith, of course, and Laura Carmichael and Michelle Thackeray and, of
Paddington's
course...
Paddington's dad,
that's right. Who's called Hugh Bonneville, I do believe. Okay, and lots of other people by the looks of it as well.
A lot of people.
I assume all those actors are reprising the roles from the series. I wouldn't know. I never watched it. It didn't interest me in the slightest. But I tell you what, does it not feel to you like this is kind of aimed at Brexit Britain?
Yeah.
This is a really backward looking, let's remember how great we were and how brilliant it was to be an empire and how brilliant when we were ruled by the ruling classes and kings and queens would rule over us. And wasn't it great to be downtrodden and ruled by these quirky, eccentric, incredibly rich people? Thank goodness for them. It practically says in the trailer, oh, this town wouldn't be alive. It wouldn't be without the Abbey, or whatever it's called. And it's like, yes, I know, you're lucky I'm here, poor people. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. I cannot stand it. I despise it. It's not even well done. Because it's just
this sort of thing.
Rubbish.
This gets a wide release around the world.
Americans will lap it up.
Americans think that this is what we are like.
Yes, they do.
Americans think that we're, oh, would you like a bit of tea? I bloody love the Queen. Mm. But no, we're not. We wear roadman jackets, jump on cars and rob the co-op. That's more of a representation of what we're like.
Yeah,
not this.
You. That's a different cliche, but there you go. Yeah, down for me. Thumbs down, town.
Oh, downtown. Me too. Thumbs down for Downton Abbey. I had to put my thumb down.
Okay.
And it was the hardest thing I had to do.
Very good. Just play the music. That was the White Stripes with the hardest button to button. Now we are halfway through trailers. On the Papa Big Show here on Ersatz Radio.
We've had Terminator Dark Fate, Abominable and Downton Abbey. And we've not had a very good showing so far, have we?
I've hated all three.
Yeah. And I've hated two and thumbs in the middle for one of them.
Okay, well, let's get some good stuff. Come on, give me some good stuff. What have you got next for me?
Good stuff. Okay, this fourth trailer is for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the ninth film from...
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
Now you've got some huge stars in this, haven't we? We've got Leo, DiCaprio, Bradley Pitt, Margot Robbie, Al Pacino, and lots more people cropping up, which too many to mention.
People, yeah.
Yes, too many to mention. Anyway, as it says, do you know why it says the ninth film? Do you know what
he
it says?
He said he'd only do 10.
That's right. Okay, so it's his penultimate film from Mr. Tarantino, if he's good to his word. Now, I've always ever since 1993, when I first saw Reservoir Dogs, his debut hit with my mate Little Andy Nelson at the cinema, I went, ooh, that was good. But you know what? We both recognised, because we were both very familiar with Hong Kong cinema, that he was a complete rip-off merchant. But he does things well. And then he followed that up with the brilliant Pulp Fiction and Jackie Brown, which I also liked. And then
Kill Bill.
He just did the same thing over and over and over and over. And I have a problem with that.
Inglourious Bastards.
Anyway, yeah, a terrible film. I hate it. Anyway, I've kind of stopped watching them. But you know what? I've watched this trailer. I don't know whether it's the people who are in it, or the theme, or the fact it's set in 1969, the year I was born. But I really quite like the look of this, because it's got a little bit of humour in. It looks like it's actually got some kind of coherent narrative. It looks like it's not just overly pleased with itself. And it looks like it might actually be very good. Although, there is a caveat. I'm not so sure how tasteful it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because obviously it deals with, while having all this buffoonery, you've got Bruce Lee in there, and you've got stuntmen, and you've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on, and I'm not sure how that fits with depicting the real life horrible Manson murders, which it does. And that's who Margot Robbie plays. She plays Sharon Tate, who of course herself was a young up-and-coming actress who was Gil, my Charles Manson.
Okay. Mm. I didn't know that.
Right. Well, this is what this half of this film is about. And that's who the guy, the character at the end there, who turns around with the long hair and has that menacing smile.
I knew that was Charles Manson, but I did not know Margot Robbie was playing.
Yeah, Sharon Tate, who of course was also the wife of disgraced, hideous individual Roman Polanski, the director who did Chinatown and Repulsion and some other great films.
Tarantino's a bit controversial as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was at Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
And he was invited.
He was kind of baited, really, by a feminist journalist, and he kind of just said two words. No, he didn't. He said more than that. He said, "I reject your hypotheses."
Yeah, and he was invited to a showing of a film about the kind of like the Me Too movement, about someone who was abused by a director and a producer, and he left halfway through.
Yeah,
he was displeased.
Truth kind of, hurts, because he's faced such things himself as well, when he was strangling people. Actresses for the sake of a shot, and where he almost killed Uma Thurman in a car crash as well, just for the sake of a shot. So this is why I have a problem with him. I don't think he's a particularly
nice
person.
He's got a foot fetish as well, hasn't he?
I don't really care. I think he's an idiot. And I can separate the man from the art, as they can quite easily do that. So it's quite interesting, I suppose, that he chooses to cover the part of Roman Polanski's life when this man is still wanted by the American authorities for heinous crimes. Interesting. Let's finish on a plus note. Luke Perry there, the late Luke Perry, has appeared in it as well, which is nice.
That's very nice. That's a good way to that's the second conversation we've had on this show that's
turned a bit dark, didn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? Despite all that, and despite the fact that I hate Quentin Tarantino, I do like the look of the film, and I'm going to give it a thumbs up. Go on, what are you going to do?
I'm going to give it a thumbs in the middle.
It's got Kurt Russell in.
It does look like a decent film.
It's got a Bruce Lee impressionist in.
Yeah, it looks okay. It looks like a good film. However, I don't know. I don't think it's particularly my thing.
Okay.
I feel like I could probably watch it if you said it was good.
I do like I do like films about filmmaking, though. So, and maybe I'm a bit biased.
Maybe.
I think that's why. I like the theme.
Yeah, so thumb up, thumb in the middle.
Okay. And the last trailer, please.
Yes, we're ending on a big high note, especially for me. Because I'm excited for this. You probably are too, aren't you?
Mm.
I know Mama Biggs is as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the Chef Show. It's based on the movie Chef. Have you seen Chef?
I have seen the movie Chef. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite films.
Mm.
And it's this is a... It's not...
It's not fictional.
It's not, yeah, it's a reality show.
Which, of course, the film obviously was, and mm-hmm. Jon Favreau wrote, produced, directed, and starred in Chef.
Yeah.
As a chef.
But now this is him actually making food with chefs for other celebrities to eat.
That's right.
We've got Tom Holland in there, Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, just to name a few.
Yeah. Of his celebrity buddies. I do believe, if you go back in that trailer there, I do believe the back of that person's head is Mark Ruffalo.
Let's see.
Let me just see. Just go back, watch when he comes out. Go on. There. Is that Mark Ruffalo, do you think?
No, it's Anthony Russo.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the... Joe and Anthony Russo are in this. That's perfect. Yeah.
The other Russo brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's not him. No. I also like in this trailer, we've got some 3D stop motion animation.
I was about to say that, yeah. And it's
stop motion animation.
It's the food truck from Chef revving its motors, scootering about. I hope that's in the actual show.
Well, I'm assuming it's going to be part of the title sequence or a little stings in between.
Yeah.
That looks a bit.
That's awesome.
Mm.
That's dead cool.
So and it ticks all the boxes for you.
It makes the beautiful looking cheese toasties from Chef.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Ooh, they look... Well, everything in this... All the food looks great. It's got Jon Favreau in it. It's got some inspirational... Oh, if you eat food when you're young, it'll stick with you forever. And it's got celebrities and it's got good food.
And when is it out and where can we see it, someone?
It's coming out on Netflix on the 7th of June, so not that long.
Wow.
That's like 2 weeks or something when we're recording this.
Mm.
Might not be that far away when you're listening.
That's right. So we're looking forward to that, and we shall sit as a family and watch that. Jolly, jolly, jolly good. That has been trailers. So what have you going to be doing your thumb with that, as if I didn't know?
The Chef Show is going to be a big thumb up from me.
And you know what? It'll be a big thumb up from me. But what is your favourite trailer of the week, please?
So just to recap, mm-hmm. we've heard Terminator Dark Fate, which was two thumbs down. Abominable, which was a thumb down from you and a thumb in the middle from me.
Correct.
Downton Abbey, which was two thumbs down. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is a thumb up from you and a thumbs in the middle from me. And The Chef Show, which was two thumbs up. It's got to be The Chef Show for me. And for you, it's going to be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, isn't
it? Nope, I'm going with you with The Chef Show. Oh, yeah. That has been trailers here on The Public Show. And now it's time to live this way. And that was Living Should Be That Way by Roy Budd from the soundtrack to the legendary Michael Caine and Mike Hodges directed film Get Carter. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know that.
No, well, there you go.
I do now.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for here on The Big Show this week.
No.
But you can join us every single day of the week at 7 a.m. or 5 p.m. if you wish to listen.
Or
go.
We're on Spotify and iTunes and Anchor and Podbean and Radio Public and Player FM.
But don't forget, you can only listen to the music here on the
Ersatz
Radio. So if you like the music, then you need to listen to the radio station.
Yep.
But if you just listen to us prattling on a lot of nonsense, then you can go and download us.
Did you know that we're all caught up on the podcast now?
No, I didn't know that.
Every single one of them is out as you're listening to this.
Okay.
Every single one. Except this one.
Except this one, obviously, yeah. So when will downloaders be able to bigs it, if you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, oddly enough. This comes out every week, Monday through to Sunday, and the podcast version will be uploaded on the following Monday.
Okay, so we do have other social media.
Yeah, so Grandma Biggs, you listen on Sunday. It's coming out tomorrow.
Okay, so check it out.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio. So we were looking at the news.
Yeah.
Empire News.
Yeah.
We didn't have time for film news.
No.
But what we do have time for...
What?
...is apparently... Right?
All right, can you string a sentence together? Can you do that?
What they're doing is they're making a Napoleon Dynamite comic book sequel.
OMG.
Yeah. from IDW, written by Carlos Guzman Verdugo and Alejandro Verdugo, with art by Jorge Monlogo.
Mongolio. Four-issue series that takes us back to Idaho, where Pedro is still president. Vote for Pedro. But the good times might not last when a fellow student accuses Pedro of cheating in the election. Can Napoleon and Deb use their special skills to clear their friend before the principal can impeach Pedro?
Oh, wow.
So, obviously, it goes directly after the film.
Yeah.
Cool.
I haven't seen that film in ages. I need to rewatch it. I don't remember anything.
You don't remember it?
No.
But how old were you when you watched that? When I made you watch that?
It must have been at least 5 years ago.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't remember much about Nacho Libre either.
Really?
The only Jared Hess films I remember are the ones that we've seen recently.
Which are?
That one.
Gentlemen Broncos?
No, I don't even remember that one very much.
Right. What about, what was the other one we saw?
The one with the...
With Sam Rockwell.
Don Verdeen.
Don Verdeen.
I remember that one. It was good. Controversial, but good. Yeah. And we still haven't seen Masterminds.
No.
We need to
Is
get on that.
Is it even available?
We need
we
to
do not know.
Watch
you
Masterminds.
Know what? We really should say goodbye, I'm afraid. Okay? So join us again on the Papa Big Show every day this week, 7 a.m. 5 p.m. on earth-radio.co.uk. Say goodbye, Sun One.
Adios.
And we will leave you with a bit of Buffalo Tom. See high, the hemlock grows. Bye-bye now.